1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. And when it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, March 19th, 2026 edition. Yesterday, before heading off to spring break, the Senate passed some bills that is going to bump up our primaries in future elections. Michigan primary elections would be moved up from August to May under eight bills that the Senate passed yesterday. Michigan is one of 14 states that holds their primary dates in August. 11 states, including Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Idaho, and Georgia, hold their primaries in May. Illinois, a fellow Midwestern state, administers its primaries this year on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh, Democrat of East Lansing, said it might even give people a little bit of a break as a candidate who may be working really hard. And in this day and age, it's difficult when you have ballots going out a couple of weeks after the current primary. This year, folks, is exactly what's going to happen. Based on our current system that we've been using forever, August 4th is the primary. That's when we, the public, the voting public, will determine who the parties nominated candidates will be. Nominees for governor, United States Senate, every elected official in the state this year. People in Washington, D.C. for Congress, state senators, state representatives. Well, as soon as you're done with the August 4th primary, guess what? Due to the changes in our election laws, we now have 45 days of early voting for November. What? Yeah, so November 3rd, 2026, general election, you're going to basically end up sending out early absentee ballots on September 19th, 45 days before the November election. So basically, we know or will know who the winners are on August 4th, and you basically have 6 weeks to run a campaign to get people to vote for you in absentee voting. That's insanity, people. Well, Sam Singh, Senate Majority Floor Leader, is the lead sponsor of the bills. And Sam says, in the end, this is really about how we help our local election officials to be able to manage their elections. They no sooner get done with a statewide primary on August 4th, and then they got to get ready printing up ballots for September 19th. And it's going to be a major, major burden on all of our clerks this year. So as a result, yesterday, the Senate bill numbers 691, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, and Senate Bill 698 all were passed in the Senate. The legislation package of bills eliminates Michigan's August election date and instead makes February elections part of the regular election calendar outside of presidential primaries. Cities, townships will be instructed to hold their primary elections for local office holders in May instead of August, beginning in 2028 under the package of bills. 2028, that's the next presidential election. We'll still have the presidential primaries in February, but the August primaries will be moved up to May. The package of bills legislation also reforms Michigan's campaign finance procedures. It deletes the obligation for state-level candidates, state-level folks, state senator, state representative, to file a pre-election campaign statement just 11 days before the election, instead of filing it before the election, they will be now required to file it within 14 days after the election. Under current law, post-election campaign statements can be submitted within 30 days after the election, while they're moving that up to 14. In justifying the elimination of the pre-election campaign statement filing, campaign finance accounts under the legislation would need to be reported on the 25th of January, April, then July and October after the primary election in May. These reports would reveal the fundraising numbers ahead of Tuesday, following the first Monday of May. Furthermore, independent statewide candidates will need to collect 15,000 to 30,000 valid signatures instead of 30,000 to 60,000, which is a requirement written in statute, but since has been revised by the court. The courts ruled that independent candidates only need to collect 12,000 signatures. Well, they're making it that they have to collect the same number as party candidates, Republican and Democrats. The bill's proponents, people supporting the bills, view them as providing local election officials more time to prepare for the general election after the primaries, especially if there's a recount triggered during the primary election. When the bills first received testimony back in February, municipal clerks from Lansing, Sterling Heights, and Watertown Township came forward supporting the changes. First bill voted on, Senate Bill 691, to change the date past 29-4. Senator Republicans Jonathan Lindsay of Coldwater, Mark Kazenga of Walker, Joseph Bellino of Monroe, and Thomas Albert of Lowell voted against the bill. Then all of these other bills affecting certain components of the election laws all passed with a large majority. Next bill passed 27-6, The next bill passed 28-5, et cetera, et cetera. Bipartisan support. Now, the actual Senate bills, that one of the things that modifies county commissioner boards, Senate Bill 693, would make campaign finance reforms in relation to their date changes, again, passed 28-5. Now, one of the other things that was very, very interesting, Senate Bill 814 was also voted on. The bills deal with candidates, legislators, statewide office holders, and their personal financial reports. Well, due to Proposal 1 back in 2022, 66, two-thirds of our voting public voted for it. Well, instead of disclosing deadline being May 15th, the bills now will change it to April 15th, before the May primary election. However, some of the bills were moved out of the Senate Election Ethics Committee earlier this month. The House moved their own version, making local millages and school bond proposals to appear only on the November ballot. House bills 4583 and 84 aim to ensure that local spending and tax proposals are being voted on the election date with the highest voter turnout, which is always a November election. The bills, House bills, were opposed by the Michigan Association of Counties. Well, of course it was. Those guys are the biggest liberals in the state. The Senate proposal bumping up the primary date argued that they usurp local control, take away local government's flexibility while trying to address urgent funding needs at the local levels. That was the MAC justification. Well, one of the things that you have to understand, this has been a tactic that they have been using forever. Sometimes these bills, bonds, millages pass with very low voter turnout in May. Some of our snowbirds don't even come back until after these bond millages. Voter turnout's very low. These things always get approved with very, very, very low voter turnout. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show. and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour, when I was going over Perry Johnson's mega audit proposal, I said Perry Johnson for governor.com. That's not correct. It's simply his name, PerryJohnson.com. So I apologize, PerryJohnson.com. Now, wrapping up this moving primaries from August to May package of bills, and I don't ever remember what happened to this, but Senator Thomas Albert said, many seniors are not in the state of Michigan during February. Albert noted that back in the summer of 2015, former Republican Governor Rick Snyder signed legislation removing the February elections, which previously took place on the fourth Tuesday of February. Albert said there was a good reason he removed it. If we want to continue to have three elections, then maybe we need to change and choose different times to do it. But in the winter, when so many of our seniors are gone, it's not the time to be voting. Well, again, this is a tactic that they now change from February to May. House Republicans want these millages bond proposals to be done in November's elections. That's the highest turnout, and that's when they want it done. Now, some of the people, the opponents against it, U.S. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell and others put out posts on their social media pages, said that moving the primaries up would only cause more confusion for the voters to know when the elections are held. Debbie, seriously, We're already used to voting in May for these bonds, millages. And, of course, everybody would be told well in advance. There's no reason whatsoever that there would be any concerns about confusion as to when the elections would be held. Well, the Sterling Heights-based Republican precinct delegate Michelle Smith also opined. She noted that now both state Democrat and Republican parties are doing endorsement conventions earlier in the spring to give their selected attorney general, secretary of state, statewide education board candidates additional time to campaign for the general election in November. She thinks a May primary will give the winner more time to focus on their real opponent from the opposite party. With the summer months being far better to try to fundraise, campaign, and do door knocking before school schedules get busy and fall weather becomes crazy. My only concern would be voter fatigue. This actually stretches out the amount of time that voters are going to be bombarded with text messages, TV ads, and YouTube pop-up videos before you get to watch the real YouTube video you want to see. Smith went on to say, most importantly, how do we get more people to turn out? Whether it's May or in August for the actual primary election. Well, another proponent said the Senate bills have been a long time coming. Elections are expensive to administer and audit, and many of our primaries experience low voter turnout. Maybe consolidating them to the May election, when perhaps there is a bond or school millage, and also giving the candidates more time for the November general election, makes more sense. It also allows for these bonds and millages to be passed in May so that they can be put into the July budgets. That's the budgets most of our local municipalities and school districts operate under. Final issue, Michigan has been dealing with a shortage of clerks and employees for the clerks. Being overworked during the August, then shortly following November general election, has caused many of the clerk workers to quit and find other work. Maybe by spreading it out will be a better environment to retain workers. I can agree with that as well. So, starting with the next presidential election in 2028, if this passes in the House and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, signs it, the primaries will be moved from August to May. And then the November general elections would stay the same. I totally support this. I've been saying it for a long time. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.